U.S. press and policymakers, and most notably U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power, argue that the U.S. is morally obliged to go to war to stop or prevent genocide or mass atrocities, as they did in both Libya and Syria. This ideology is codified in the UN's Responsibility to Protect doctrine, which states that the international community has a role that cannot be blocked by the invocation of sovereignty. Since March, when Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's party announced that they would nominate him for a third term, Western press and policymakers have warned of a genocide in Burundi and suggested that Burundi's minority Tutsi population is in danger. However, the Hutu and Tutsi labels identify social status in a feudal and then colonial order that no longer exists in Burundi. The Burundian government and its supporters argue that the fundamental social difference in Burundi now is between urban and rural. KPFA's Anne Garrison spoke with William Ndizize, a Burundian-Canadian supporter of the Burundian government.
William, I want to quote a Burundian writer, Babine Tazira, speaking to CIUT Toronto's Phil Taylor, and ask whether you agree.
Okay.
Babine Tazira said, quote, "Before him," meaning President Nkurunziza, "all the presidents were ruthless military who only helped develop Bujumbura, the capital. Now, Burundi is 93% rural. Burundi is very rural.
It is.
People there live in dire poverty, and they live as second-class citizens. Pierre Nkurunziza comes from that. Every weekend he does community work. He's out building schools, planting vegetables with the population. Every weekend. And his policies actually help the poor more than they help Bujumbura."
That is true. Ever since Nkurunziza was elected, he has worked hard to make sure that the rural population sees a change in daily life. Let's talk about the education sector, where we see 1,800 primary schools that were built since 2007. And then we have 1,500 high schools that were built since 2007 as well. There is at least one primary school on the 2,910 hills of Burundi. This is never seen before. And then on top of that, there is this universal primary education, which is free. Right now, the ratio of girls to boys reached 90% in schools, and the net enrollment soared from 60% in 2005 to 99% in 2012. This is a huge, solid foundation for a long-term human development program. In terms of health services, by 2005, only 13% of women in Burundi gave birth at the hospital. Under Nkurunziza, the number rose to 70%. The end of life mortality fell by 20% from 2005 to 2010 due to free health services for pregnant women as well for the children under 5 years of age. Also, the life expectancy rose from 40 years old in 2000 to 60 years old in 2015, and extreme poverty, which was around 80%, went down to 66%.
Okay, most of the Western press report from Bujumbura, the capital, where the government and the fighting are. But one Agence France-Presse report said that Nkurunziza is enormously popular with the majority rural population. Do you agree?
I do agree. His Excellency Pierre Nkurunziza has stayed close to the rural population in the past 10 years. He is the only president in Burundi who has visited all the Burundi districts. There are 129 of them. The former president, Pierre Buyoya, who ruled Burundi for at least 10 years, never reached 40% of those districts. So this shows how committed President Nkurunziza is to the rural population, and then he has done tremendous work in terms of changing their daily life. Nkurunziza gets up to 80% votes in the rural area, but if you see how in capital, he barely gets 40. So you see the difference between the rural population versus the elite in the capital, which is behind all this crisis right now.
Okay. Now, one thing with regard to the Hutu-Tutsi distinction that Western press and policymakers dwell on, President Nkurunziza is the son of a Hutu father and a Tutsi mother. The Bene Tzira said that his Tutsi mother is commonly on TV and otherwise very visible in support of her son in Burundian public life. So the suggestion that Nkurunziza harbors genocidal plans for the Tutsi, doesn't that include a preposterous suggestion that he's plotting to kill his own mother?
What's happening in Burundi right now? Do we have a smear campaign against the institution in Burundi that is using warmongering tactics, scare tactics, bad press? But in Burundi, ethnic groups are welded more than anywhere else. We have one language, ancestral customs, we have mixed marriages. The people that are using these smear campaigns, warmongering tactics, they just want to promote this fear and an international community so they can have some sort of intervention that will help them to achieve their goals. And how one can plan kill his own mother that he has publicly showed love for? And then myself, my both parents are mixed. So in Burundi, there's no way a genocide is possible at this point. We have just a small group of people who are trying to use the ethnic scare so they can reach their intended goals.
And that was Burundian Canadian and Burundian government supporter William Ndizeye. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.